I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's.
I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Tonight is the night at Ruhlman's again, just over 12 hours to kickoff for Nebraska, Minnesota. If you want to watch the game and eat food that's at a very fair price.
Oh, the price is ridiculous. I don't know what Phil's doing.
I'd go to Ruhlman's because they have an all-you-can-eat buffet this evening for $33 a person. They have incredible items on the buffet. Of course, you can get an old-fashioned like Sip would get. That's additional on top of the buffet. But if you want to call for reservation, call Phil. 402-780-8887. Ruhlman's Steakhouse in Ashland, Highway 6. Great place to watch the game tonight.
Phil wanted me to make sure everyone knew that he will be available for photo ops, but he'd like to probably be more prior to the game when things get going during the game. I have many things going, and halftime be pretty hectic. But Phil said he is available and pleased to reach out to him for the Breakers. He'd like to hear a shout out to. So if you get a chance, just to acknowledge that you're a Breaker, he wants to get a chance to visit with you.
You guys look great.
Thanks, Steve.
Today. You look good too. Well, Sip has his rollback. Polo on it.
Yeah, I saw
that. Does that surprise you at all, Bill?
No.
He wears rollback all the time now.
He's
very
kind of throw it in our face.
He's a well-dressed man right now.
He is.
Hey, now hold on. Is this the way, now I got a question, though. Like, if you were just a Breaker, this is what they're seeing, basically?
They see what you are on the screen as. Yeah, they can see you in your hotel room. You don't have the background selected. Like, Bill always has the piano room with him.
This is a question I've been waiting to ask. Is it mildly offensive that you can see the bed? Is that a problem?
No. People are bothered that I can see half of your head, though, versus the whole thing. You need to, there you go. Yeah, or tilt the screen up or something. There, now that's better. Yeah.
I like that because you can't see that I'm bald or balding or,
Yeah, let's just see half your head. It's great. Yeah. It's fine. Kurt Cignetti, Google me, is sticking around Indiana for quite some time. Yesterday, 8-year, $93 million contract for Kurt Cignetti. It makes about $11.6 million annually, one of the highest paid coaches in football. He's sticking around till, is that 2033 he's there till? I think that's right.
Yeah, 2033, that's right.
He'll be in his 70s, and maybe Indiana will be a continued power these next 9 years in college football. Google me.
It's just, like I said, an incredible story he left as being a position coach at Alabama to take a Division II head job. That is something. I mean, I remember when I was coaching at a place, and a place reached out to me that was a really cool place. They wanted to talk to me, and it was like, I can't do that. That pay cut was it was ridiculous, the pay cut. And he took the pay cut. He said he was making three something whatever, and he went down to $100,000. And imagine telling your wife that. And where are we going to go? To a Division II program. Who will be there? There'll be 10 people at the game. We're at Alabama. And we're going to do this. And he bet on himself. So to bet on yourself and have all this stuff come through at the end, I think it's incredibly cool. Now, my question for you, for Steve and Jake, is that my fandom of Google Me. It's as high as it goes. And what he's done is one of the most remarkable. And if this thing finishes off just with a deep run in the playoffs, it will go down as one of those epic situations. If he wins a national championship, it's a movie. Ben Affleck will be.
I need it to happen.
I mean, there will be a Google Me movie made about him, but I disagree with the big contracts. I've said that about everybody.
Yep.
I do not like those. That is where programs get upside down. That's what that was the death blow to Texas A&M. Right now, it's like, if you want to make a change or not at Florida State, they said it was $68 million, Steve. And
what do you do with Google Me?
I think you pay him very well. I don't know if you have to have the 8-year contract or not. It's like I think you're in a better spot to because just if you just talk back and look, there's a lot of places that are now in bad spots. I mean, last year, what happens if all of a sudden like that? He has a contract like that, and the next 2 years he's 4-8.
Right. And I appreciate. See, here's what I appreciate. You're thinking forward. It's forward thinking. In the moment, it's beautiful, right? What a great day for the state of Indiana, right? I'd say the state of Indiana today is a great day. Kurt Cignetti affirmed his commitment in a huge way. That's affirming your commitment, signing an extension and saying, I'm going to retire here. it's a great day, but you're right. There's definitely risk.
There's big risk with that. And that's where you've seen in historically these long contracts, these huge contracts, they haven't ended very well very often. They really haven't. Saban's was probably for it, but once again, those long contracts are very difficult on, but sometimes it's like, well, what do you do? That's the next question. What do you do? He's going to leave.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And so I don't blame Indiana, but I'm just saying that is always, I'm not a fan of those big contracts, these big extensions and how long they have to be, because then all of a sudden fan bases get upside down in a big way. Because people talk about a lot that right now about the firings of these early firings, is like everybody's mad. I heard Dan Mullen talk about it. Dan's a friend of mine on radio yesterday about it. It's just, you know, he was let go way too early, way too much football. You say that. And then UCLA, after four games, let their coach go, and their whole team turned around. Now, all of a sudden, yep. It's like it looks brilliant that they let him go.
Well, the question also with Indiana is going to be, that as well as it's an awesome story, but if he loses his coordinators, like Bryant Haynes, D.C., goes somewhere to be a head coach, or Mike Shanahan leaves to be a head coach somewhere, does he get the right replacements to take over and keep that thing rolling? Because there's no guarantee the next guy up to replace those guys is as good, or recruits as well, or develops as well, so... And those guys will be very much so sought out for jobs soon.
Absolutely. I mean, last year UCLA took the co-coordinator and he got fired after four games.
Yep.
And so that part is hard to hold it together. But I never did. You guys feel? I never once felt that he would even remotely consider going to Penn State. I didn't.
No, I only did because he's from there. He's from that area. He went to school
Good point.
There.
Yep.
But I'm not. Well, here's the question. Well, it seems like a silly question. Were they interested in Cignetti? Wouldn't you say, of course they were interested?
I would hope that they were.
I would hope they would. But here's the other thing you don't know. That's the same way with everyone you're hearing about. Do we really know who's been offered the job at Penn State? We don't.
No.
Do you think someone's been offered?
You know, I don't even know that. That's my said right now. You have no idea. Because everybody assumes right away that Cignetti was offered, right? That he was.
Right.
They've got to go
right.
get him. Everyone assumed Rule was offered the job. Have to go get him. You have no idea what actually is going on. The number of times that I've heard people on national radio or TV talk about a place that I was coaching or had coached at, and they make comments, and I'm like, that's not remotely true.
Yep.
It's not true. Right. And I was in the building, so I know what's true, and what they're saying, not true. And
hey,
so,
Bill, this is largely, when you enter into these sorts of conversations about the Penn State jobs open, speculation about other coaches, When the media starts talking about it, we're talking about, it's like a charade. You know, we really don't know what's going on. In part, what you're trying to do is read a guy's mind. Like, you're trying to read Matt Rule's mind. You're trying to get in a guy's head. You're trying to get in Cignetti's head. We make a lot of assumptions. Like, one assumption is that they haven't offered the job to anybody. You know, that they're going to do it. Okay. They're going to do a national search. That's going to start. It's supposed to start late in the week. I don't know. I don't know if that's true. It's possible they have offered somebody already. It's possible they have an agreement with somebody right now. Right.
Possible. It, true.
There's no thought of a national search. You know, another one, it happened at Nebraska before they hired Mike Riley, we're going to have a committee. There's going to be a committee. We're going to name this committee of university and city people, city officials. There's no committee. there's a lot of the talk when these things happen is just a big charade. I mean, who knows what's really going on?
And then things do change when things like this happen, where Cignetti just says, I'm good. So he's off he's off. So that, does up other people's stock.
Sure.
It's like, okay. So all of a sudden, because I would imagine if Cignetti called them and said, I want that job, he's probably getting that job.
He's the head coach of Penn State.
It's probably over.
Yeah.
And he's not doing that.
No.
And so now somebody else's stock somewhere out there has went up. And like,
well, you know what the scary thing is, Bill, for Nebraska fans or Nebraska fans who support Rule, that Rule stock might have just went up, you know.
Sure.
Everyone's stock went up that would be somewhat involved in this. And there's, like I said, there's no way that – there's no chance that Rule's not involved. But what I mean by that is that there's been a conversation. He's friends with the AD, and he went to school there and met his wife there. So to say there's been like, when this thing's all done, and can say I can 100% say that I've never even discussed this with anybody. Yeah. And so there'll be discussions, but what's real and what's not. And then I would just hate to be Steve on this, hate to be you, and trying to have to decipher through every single press conference. And yet, did you hear what he said?
Any sort of hint today?
It sounded like his voice inflection on the third sentence was more positive towards another school. But then in the fourth sentence, it sounded no. That would be aggravating to me.
Yeah. Just it's not
for you guys to have to cover it. You know, what'd you think?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Right.
When
there was a lot of people yesterday saying, "See, it's done, Sip." I was like, "What? I didn't hear that. I didn't hear him say it's done." You know?
No. When we come back, Song of the Day and Aging Gracefully is next on Early Break on The Ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.